On a Saturday morning, Berlin's Georgian parochial cemetery in Prenzlauerberg is the picture of serene. At the top of a hill, just past a statue of a golden angel, lies a small burial ground. Its path curves in spirals, its earth freshly seeded. But there are no graves, yet. This is the site of Berlin's first lesbian burial ground, which opened at the beginning of April. Usa Zakow sits on a bench in the sunshine. She's a member of SAFIA, a German organization founded in 1986 for lesbians over 40. Zakow, along with a small handful of SAFIA women living in Berlin, initiated the plans for a lesbian burial ground back in 2009. The idea was for lesbians to have a resting place for their community, and for those without a partner or children to have a family.
My first motivation was to deal with dying and death. I had a lot of relatives and friends dying very young and often dramatically, and so I had to deal with death, and I wanted to do it in a group.
But that group is only for lesbians.
No sons, no hetero friends. This is especially for the lesbians.
The landscape has been designed to accommodate many visitors.
It's 400 square meters.
Zako shows me the blueprint.
That's 66 graves, but some double, so it's for about 80 lesbians in a time. It's a difference between Reihe, what you call row, or you can choose.
And the organization that owns the cemetery, the Protestant Cemetery Association of Berlin's city center, accepted Safia's proposal for a lesbian burial ground with little convincing.
We were surprised that we had such open doors.
Nevertheless, SAFIA has faced criticism for what some, especially the younger lesbians, see as self-imposed exclusion.
I've never been a big fan of people kind of isolating themselves to just hang out with the people that have similar traits as they do.
Julia Rogatz is a 25-year-old mobile app programmer. She's lived in Berlin for 6 years.
I don't see a reason why, just because of my sexual identity, I should just surround myself with other lesbians.
But SAFIA defends their burial project proudly.
I can't understand that idea of discrimination, because it's only a part of a cemetery. And so we never had the feeling of separation. So it's for us, not against the others.
Rogatz thinks her reluctance is perhaps a generational gap.
My family has always been very acceptant around my sexual orientation. So I never really had to face the challenges that maybe a now 60-year-old lesbians had to face 40 years ago. Like, I didn't have to fight the fights that they were fighting. So I understand a little bit more the kind of community that they feel connected to. But I never defined myself purely as being a lesbian. It's just like one of my facets, like so many others.
Susanna Young is a funeral director in Berlin, who specializes in independent burials. When the SAFIA women wanted to create their own lesbian burial ground, they came to her for advice. Young says that their burial space is about taking care of a community.
These people look after each other. The women usually don't have a great family, so they choose a different kind of community, and this doesn't end with death.
Young cites the Alte St. Matthias Cemetery in Schöneberg, Berlin, which has a place of remembrance and burial for people who are victims of AIDS.
Buddhists have their own space. Muslims have their own space. Well, what's so funny that lesbians have their own space? A community does not only end with life.
For the lesbian burial ground in Prenzlauerberg, that's the whole idea. Again, Usa Zakow.
Lesbians of any religion could be buried here, and for us it's important to exercise spirituality. Women's friendly, of course, and lesbian spirituality. So part of that is to make a circle or to do some circle dances or rituals.
And for all the dedication it took to open the burial ground, Zakow has found a home here.
For a long time, I didn't even know if I wanted to be buried here, thinking of, I don't know where I will live the rest of my life, and my kids want me in their place. But now I definitely know that I want to be here. first with all the living lesbians and then later buried.
Melanie Savchenko, DW, Berlin.